USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Tensions are escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas. 2024 Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on Fox News Sunday, saying the U.S. needs to continue supporting Israel.
Us having the backs of Israel is hugely important. Us having the back of Ukraine is important because you've got an unholy alliance of China, Russia, and Iran all trying to intimidate us and intimidate our friends. Don't fall for it. The one thing that all of them fear is when we have an alliance that's strong and that we stand by.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry claims that more than 11,000 people have been killed in the fighting. The federal government faces a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation akin to that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. Johnson wants to avoid a right-wing rebellion while keeping the government operational. Simultaneously, the White House Office of Management and Budget has initiated communications with agencies to prepare for a potential government shutdown, according to a source familiar with the plans. China's president is coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay.
President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen for the meeting, San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are very busy moving homeless folks off the streets, so the Chinese delegation does not see them or their tents. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock are also being relocated. I'm Laura Winters.
No one matched all six numbers to win the Powerball jackpot Saturday night, and no tickets matched all five numbers except for the Powerball, which would have been worth a $1 million payout. The jackpot now climbs to roughly $235 million for Monday night's drawing. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The nation paid tributes to its military veterans on Saturday. President Biden took part in a Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in the morning. Biden announced changes to veterans' health care benefits, including the creation of a task force designed to protect veterans from scams. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea, the Pentagon revealed on Sunday. The mishap took place during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training, and all on board the aircraft were killed, according to a brief statement from U.S. European Command. An earlier release from EUCOM stressed that the aircraft crash was purely related to training and there are no indications of hostile activity. The command has not given any further details on the type of aircraft involved in the crash, the military service that it belonged to, or the exact location or timing of the accident. Major players in the tech industry are unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions.
Amazon is downsizing its music division, contributing to this year's global layoffs exceeding 27,000 employees. The most recent job cuts are impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department. Social media firm Snap is streamlining its workforce, parting ways with nearly 20 product managers, and housing website Zillow is letting go of nearly 24 employees across various teams. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.